muses and mentors now, and today it's a perspective both from onstage and behind the scenes. Lyndon Terracini is Artistic Director of Opera Australia. He started out as a singer of traditional and contemporary opera. In fact, a squillion years ago, I was a dancer in an opera that he was the lead in, a Barry Cunningham opera about a convict. Anyway, in between singing and running the opera company, Lyndon Terracini has also been the Artistic Director of a number of arts and music festivals, most recently the Brisbane Festival. But how do you learn how to be an artistic director? For Lyndon, it was the example and advice of two long-standing festival directors, Anthony Steele and David Blenkinsop, who ran the Perth Festival for 25 years.
He called me, actually, to congratulate me, and I said, well, can you give me some advice? And he said, laddie, never book anything that you haven't seen. And it seems a very obvious thing to say, but it's surprising how often productions and performances turn up in festivals and no one has seen them. And so I've never, ever forgotten that. And I've also brought it into my role as Artistic Director of Opera Australia. In this world now, in the classical music industry, and it is an industry, there are some agents that have quite a lot of, or like to think they have a lot of power, and they will push for singers to be engaged without people hearing them, purely and simply on their recommendation. So David Blenkinsop was very influential, and so was Anthony Steele. Anthony, of course, ran those wonderful festivals in the 1970s in Adelaide. That was the great period culturally for Adelaide. The festivals at that time were extraordinary. They were the artistic focus of the nation. And as a young artist, if you were engaged to do something at the Adelaide Festival in those days, it was really one of the great highlights of your life. Not only the performance, but the whole festival atmosphere was not only inspirational, but it was also tremendously educational for me. Without my knowing it, I was learning what made a festival really work and the type of repertoire and sorts of artists that were important to make a festival really, really take wing and fly. There is an enormous difference between being a singer or an actor, a dancer, a conductor, director, to being an artistic director. And I suppose the fundamental distinction is that as a performing artist, whether you admit it publicly or not, privately, it is all about you. And it's about making sure that your performance communicates to an audience in the best possible way and that you appear in the best possible light. As an artistic director, it's actually not about you at all. It's about the program, it's about the audience, and I think I was, as I said, very fortunate to have a couple of very successful artistic directors of festivals over long periods who I could observe. I saw how they worked a festival, the sort of artists and productions that they engaged, and how they communicated the narrative of a festival, if you like, to the general public and to the media, which is an important part of it. If your potential audience isn't on the same train as you are, then you can find that they'll be still on the platform and you'll be on your own on this train that has departed, which is a very unfortunate situation to be in. The other person that I'd like to talk about may seem extremely unusual within this context, and I don't know him particularly well. But that person is Wayne Bennett, and he's presently the coach of the St George Rugby League football team and has been tremendously successful as a coach and a mentor to many young men who have been playing rugby league, but also outside of that sport. When I was Artistic Director of the Queensland Music Festival, I invited Wayne Bennett to come and speak to the Queensland Orchestra, as it was known then. The orchestra at that time was going through a very, very bad period, and there were reviews in newspapers proclaiming it to be the worst orchestra in Australia, And I had programmed that orchestra to play Messiaen's great symphony Turangalila, which is tremendously difficult. And, of course, when you do something like that, you find that there is an army of people who are very quick to tell you that you don't know what you're doing and you've made a massive mistake and it'll be a complete disaster. I wasn't convinced that that would be the case. In fact, I was sure that given the right opportunities that the orchestra could play it and play it extremely well. So I managed to speak to Wayne Bennett and asked him to come and speak to the orchestra, which he did. So he came to Ferry Road in Brisbane and stood up on the conductor's podium, the very first rehearsal. And Wayne, in his Levi's and R.M. Williams boots and flannelette shirt, addressed the orchestra. And I think when he first came in, the orchestra looked at him in a rather sceptical and possibly scornful manner. But after the first 30 seconds, you could have heard a pin drop. And it wasn't one of those speeches that you would possibly expect to hear from a football coach. It was a very practical and direct speech urging them to mentor the young players that were sitting next to them in the orchestra and asking them directly whether they were doing that. One of the things that he said to them was, you're all professional players. You know exactly what you need to do to be able to play at your best on Saturday night. And if you haven't put in that work, and if you know that you haven't prepared enough to be able to play at your best on Saturday night, you better go upstairs and tell the management now that you can't play. It was an extraordinary thing to say, and there was immediate silence in the room. Then on Saturday night, it was an extraordinary experience. The orchestra had a 10-minute standing ovation. And looking at the faces of the players, it was an incredibly emotional evening. And I think some of them were surprised by the response. Some of them, as I said, were extremely emotional with tears in their eyes, and so did a number of the audience. It was a phenomenal achievement for an orchestra that had been in very, very serious trouble, certainly artistically. And so when you do witness someone who can be as inspirational as that and who has a long history of mentoring people, that in turn inspires you to not only mentor as well as you can young people, but to try and inspire them to be as good as they can possibly be.
Lyndon Terracini is the Artistic Director of Opera Australia. Wayne Bennett is the coach of St George Illawarra Rugby League Football Club. His book, Don't Die With the Music In You, appropriate title in this context, it's one that all sorts of people across all walks of life have said has been a real influence on them.